Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Sunday, Terry Bradshaw is giving away another $100,000 on the Fox Bet Super 6 app. Players have won over $6 million in cash prizes, and there are winners every week. Scan the QR code and enter your picks in the NFL Sunday Challenge for your shot to win. Raiders at Colts is one of the matchups.
Yeah.
Colin, who wins and by how many points?
I'll take Colts 31-23. I love Jonathan Taylor. I loved him at Wisconsin. I love Michael Pittman. I loved him at USC. They went and got those guys top of the second round, and they've just been fantastic. I just like the culture. They're good guys. They work hard. They're focused. Sometimes Carson Wentz tries to throw spinning around left-handed. It freaks me out. But they're, I find them to be an easy team to root for. It's a bunch of, it's just a bunch of coachable, hardworking guys. And Matt Leinart, if you've not watched our Big Noon kickoff last couple of years, it's just stupendous. Fun, smart. And a couple nights ago, Bob Stoops, who's on the show, stepped in to coach Oklahoma. His son caught a touchdown pass. It was just a great college football moment. He's part of the crew. So is Matt Leinart, College Football Hall of Famer, two-time national titles, two-time Pac-12 Offensive Player of the Year. By the way, I haven't talked to you. Let's just get this out of the way. I haven't talked to you about Lincoln Riley. I don't think I've slept much since he got the job. That's exactly what I do, Matt. That is exact. It's just like I'm getting my hands warm to hold a trophy. That's all.
Oh, God. Does it feel good? It feels so good.
Now, let me ask you this, though. I said this. I watched Clemson. I watched Notre Dame. I watched Ohio State. I watched LSU, Georgia. I don't think they're good enough. I think people have to be realistic. I don't think they're good enough on the lines right now to compete with that. I think if they win 9 games, I said they need to get fun again. They're not fun. They need to be fun. Is that realistic in year one for Lincoln?
Oh, absolutely. This roster is not a great roster, let's be honest. And, you know, they're going to probably have to build through the portal and obviously in recruiting, which to me is the most important thing. And we already know he's flipping guys. He's getting big time guys, but I think this is because of how good of a coach he is, scheme and all of those things. they're going to be exciting next year. They're going to be relevant. They're going to win a lot of games. They're going to compete in the Pac-12. Are they a playoff team? No, I don't think so. But the path to get there obviously is much easier. And it's just like, I can't remember the last time we were excited about something with USC football. I mean, it has been probably since Pete Carroll, honestly. Yeah. Like, I can't remember. People are more excited about USC basketball right now. And that's no offense to Andy Enfield, who's done a great job. And USC basketball is outstanding. But, like, we don't even talk about USC football anymore. So the minute he got hired, I was like a kid in a candy store, man. I was smiling. I think I was a couple drinks in, too. I was texting everybody. I was so fired up. And, it's important. It's so great for the city. It's so great for USC, the West Coast, all of those things. Look, it might take a couple of years, but yeah, yes. USC will be back. There's no doubt.
Yeah. Good perspective. So, you know, it's interesting. I watched Cincinnati play three or four times this year. I saw them beat Notre Dame. I watched the first half. They dominated. I saw them struggle against Tulsa, but they do have seven or eight blowouts. I think they can hang because they have an NFL quarterback and some NFL guys on the corners. I think they can hang with Alabama. Do you?
I agree. I would love to see an upset. I don't think they're going to win. I think they'll cover the 14 or 13 and a half, whatever the number is. But look, this is a team. They're not going to be overwhelmed. They're not going to look across the sideline and say, that's mighty Alabama. We don't have a chance. And that just speaks to the credit that Luke Fickle's built in the culture. And this is a team also with a bunch of seniors and a bunch of kids who played a lot of football.
Yes.
Especially their quarterback who you just mentioned, who's maybe a first round guy,
Desmond Ridder.
So they're not going to go into this game scared. You know, Luke Fickle will have them ready. They have some interesting, you know, pieces on both sides of the ball, to defend Bryce Young and Jameson Williams. And then obviously offensively with Jerome Ford and Desmond Ridder. So I think it's a really interesting matchup because let's be honest, this isn't a world beater Alabama team that we saw a year ago.
That's right.
or an LSU type team that we saw a couple years ago with Burrow. Like this team had their best game against Georgia. That's right. But you look at the body of work and they struggled. And so I think it's a really interesting game. I think the talent disparity will show up at some point, probably in the fourth quarter. You know, it's just Alabama, but this game is going to be pretty close.
Yeah. And to your point, they've got a half dozen NFL players, Cincinnati, and they look the part. When you watch them play Notre Dame,
they do.
They match up on the corners. They got NFL dudes. So, you know, Georgia's front seven, I think Michigan can upset Georgia. My feeling is Georgia's a little unsettled at quarterback, and Michigan has more clarity. They know exactly what they are. And I think that's big in that's big in games. You played a lot of big games. What are we? What are we? And Michigan knows exactly what they are. I think they got a puncher's chance today. Your thoughts?
I think Michigan's going to win. I think they're going to upset Georgia and get to the national championship game. And look, we've been to a few Michigan games this year on the road. We saw them up close and personal. You just talked about it. This is the first year really where you turn on the TV, you watch Michigan, you know what you're going to get. You know the identity of an offense.
Yes.
And really credit to Josh Gattis, who was phenomenal this year and rewarded as the top assistant. And then Mike McDonald, I think, it might be the single best hire in all of college football, the defense coordinator he took from his brother in Baltimore. I mean, he just the energy and the passion, the youth and the scheme that he brought to that defensive side of the ball, they just haven't had it. But yeah, I mean, look, they know who they are. And look, they're going to have their hands full against that front seven. There's no doubt. But they have the best offensive line in America. They have a running back by committee led by Hassan Askins.
Best pass rusher.
You know who Hassan Askins reminds me of? Lendell White. He reminds me of a probably not as heavy, but a big physical runner who goes downhill but can also break those runs. And then, yeah, I mean, you mentioned Hutchinson, Ojabo, like, this team is built to beat Georgia, and quite frankly, they're built to win a national championship. I really believe that. Now, will they? Who knows? But I like Michigan in this game. I think they match up really well with Georgia, and I don't want to say Georgia got exposed a little bit against Alabama. I think Georgia's a really good football team, but you look at Georgia, you look at the schedule, you look at that division. they really didn't get tested very often until they played in the SEC title game and they got their butt kicked.
No, this is, listen, I got fooled by it because I watched that front seven against a bunch of kind of anemic offenses.
They're legit, though. They're good.
Oh,
they got
NFL dudes. There's no question about that. So, you know, it's funny about, you know, the Brian Kelly Southern accent thing. It makes me laugh. It's like, it is what it is. But, you know, he's since 2004, second most wins in college football to Nick Saban. And, you know, it's interesting about Lincoln Riley left and people say, oh, he wasn't loyal, and Brian Kelly left and, oh, he's not loyal. And, you know, maybe I've moved too much in my life and I don't have good perspective on this, but once they created a second signing day, I feel like all these coaches are trapped, that if you don't take the job, you give up 15 recruits to your rival. I defend Brian Kelly for the move. I defend Lincoln Riley. Would it bother you if you played for Notre Dame or Oklahoma and my coach bolted? Would you be mad at him?
It's such a different world than when I played, and that was just 15 years ago. I agree with you in the sense that the early signing period has really, really made it challenging for these coaches. And I remember, you know, when Clay Helton was fired, I was talking to some USC brass, and they were really nervous about that and getting a coach before that and players leaving, all those things. I mean, there's so many more things you have to worry about as a head coach because of the early signing period. I think there's a way to do it. You know, I mean, obviously these players aren't dumb. They read the headlines. They understand their coach is a hot commodity, just like the Iowa State players know Matt Campbell was a hot commodity and so on and so forth. But I think there's a way to do it. You know, I mean, look, I think Lincoln Riley had a team meeting. I know, look, he ended up jumping ship, but he was emotional about his decision. He loved Oklahoma. Oklahoma was great to him. It helped him get to this point. And then you move on. And Brian Kelly, I think, just a little, you know, maybe a little bit of lack of respect with how he did it and recruiting and all of those stories that came out when he took the job and he was still recruiting, his staff was recruiting. So, look, I don't think there's a correct way to do it. But yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, these coaches, you know, they have to do what's best for them. They have to make professional decisions. I'm okay. Look, and I'm excited. I'm happy that Lincoln Riley jumped ship, and I know Oklahoma fans absolutely hate him, which is unbelievable to me, but you know, you got to do what's best for you.
Yeah. Great stuff, Matty Leinart. Great, great games today. I think Utah gives Ohio State a push, by the way.
That's the most fascinating game, even with the opt-outs for Ohio State. Utah and maybe one of the hottest teams in the country, the way they're built, they're motivated. They're excited. Are you kidding me? They get a chance to win the Pac-12 and play in the Rose Bowl, what Kyle Whittingham has done there. And they got some dudes on that team now, especially on the defense.
Yes.
And then Ohio State, I mean, look, it's just interesting. Ohio State will play. They'll be ready to play, but you got all these guys opting out. You just wonder, you know, when you're a program like that, and we kind of say it every year, you're going to be up for the game. You know, it's the Rose Bowl. It's hard not to be, but that is going to be a fascinating one. I'm excited to watch that.
Well, hopefully you don't have a canal behind your house because of all the rain in Southern California. You're not floating away. Happy New Year to your new family. It's a little wet in Southern California, but if you like skiing, the good news, Mammoth's a great place to be in the next couple of weeks. So it's great seeing you, Matty, and best wishes to you and your family.
All right, guys. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Joy.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Utah, Ohio State's really good. It's really fascinating. And I do think it helps when you play in the Rose Bowl. I've been to a lot of these bowl games. The Rose Bowl feels so big that I think Ohio State will be energized and focused. But Utah is a fascinating program. Nobody plays over their head more in bowl games than Utah. I don't have it in front of me. I think they've won 14 of 15 bowl games. Like, and Whittingham's been there forever, and they've always got NFL guys, and they're always overlooked. And you look up and Utah wins their bowl games. And so I think Ohio State, and you know, it's interesting, so much of bowl game, like, you know, Bama and Cincinnati both want to be there, and Michigan and Georgia both want to be there. But Ohio State thought they were playing the national championship, so even though it's the Rose Bowl, it's not the game they wanted to be in. And that can affect players opting out, it can affect coaches looking, it can affect focus and energy, and I'm not saying they're not committed, but this game for Utah is as big a game as they've been in 20 years. So you're going to get an incredibly galvanized, focused Utah team. And they're good all the time. You could have their best game, and you go ask Oregon when they played them twice this year in those games, the biggest games of the year, blew them off the field twice.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
All right, Joy Taylor with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, Baker's wife, Emily, revealed she received death threats about her husband and his poor performance in the Browns' loss to the Packers yes. on Christmas. And Baker was asked about those messages after practice this week.
In society, that there's a lot of keyboard warriors that, make empty threats and things like that, which it's quite honestly ignorant when they go after people that aren't directly involved in football. It's human nature, but you have to take it one day at a time and realize that your priorities, your family members, the people that truly matter to you, those are the opinions you need to listen to. And it's just one of those things that it's blown up to be a much bigger deal on the outside, and it's not like it's anything new for us.
Well, I mean, she shared that information, so that's why people are talking about the death threats.
Yeah, yes. We didn't know that.
Yeah. And it's a death threat, so people are going to take that seriously, yes. even if it's a common thing. I mean, we all know what he's talking about. Like, there's keyboard warriors, people say horrible things on the internet that they would never say to your face or to anyone's face for that matter. And they're cowards. They don't even have their name or their face or where they work or anything on their accounts. Like, they're just losers who make fake accounts and talk and say terrible things to people that they would never meet, who have accomplished more in a day than they have in their entire lives. But that being said, this is a very toxic thing that is happening in Cleveland. I don't know what the what the solution is for the Browns with the Baker situation. Because you look at the division, you really can't afford to take a step back in any way. So you can't really go into the draft if you're Cleveland.
Well, Joe Burrow's getting better.
Joe Burrow is.
And you're still not paying him, so they have a better roster. Pittsburgh's going to go after a big dog. Lamar Jackson will be healthy again. So what you don't want to be is, and this is like throughout the league, you don't want to have the fourth best quarterback in your division.
Right.
Denver does right now. So you that's why Denver's got to find a quarterback. If Justin Fields pops, that's good, because what you want to get to the playoffs in this league, you have to have the best quarterback. Go look at the standings right now, or the second best.
Yes.
So with Burrow popping and Lamar, a former MVP, they're at third with Pittsburgh.
And Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season.
And if Pittsburgh goes big, I mean, let's be honest. If you're an Aaron or a Russell, you've got a new running.
I don't see Russell going there. I couldn't see him leaving just for the market purpose of it.
But you would take the call from Pittsburgh out of respect for Tomlin and their offensive personnel and their defensive personnel. You take the call.
I see the Aaron Rodgers thing as a real possibility. Russell, if he's going to, because he's going to have to force his way out.
Yes.
And it didn't really ever feel like as serious of a situation in Seattle as it did with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay.
Right.
Like with Russell, it felt more like this is a leverage move because he wants more say. With Aaron, it felt like, okay, this could be a real crack in the foundation of what the Packers are between him and the front office. Like, this could have a lasting effect that actually makes real change and he could actually leave.
Yeah.
But if I'm Russell and I'm going to force my way out of Seattle, I just don't see him going to Pittsburgh. I could see the Saints. I could see the Giants. I could. It's just a bigger market
thing, I get it.
With Russell than it is with Aaron. But when it comes down to what the Browns are going to do, I just think it was an expectations thing. Like, where you are taken in the draft will determine some expectations for you.
Yeah.
That was probably unrealistic from the beginning.
Yeah.
And now it's become a bit of a toxic situation. I will say, though, I think that once the season is over, the movement at the quarterback position is going to be very quick and very dramatic. So obviously, it has to happen relatively soon. It's got to happen before the draft.
It'll be a busy March.
It's good. Yes. Like, there's going to be a lot of movement.
And it's a very scarce market. You and I talked about this earlier. This is not a shot at Baker, but it's getting, the media's turned on him, a lot of them, and the fans have. It's getting toxic.
Yeah.
And it may be, for both Baker and Cleveland, it may be a really good time. And
He's also been extremely banged up this year. Like, nobody wants to talk about injuries because everyone's dealing with injuries. Aaron Rodgers has a broken toe and is probably going to win an MVP. We saw what Tom Brady did. He had a knee problem all year last year, played through that.
Yeah.
So no one wants to talk about injuries, but Baker is dealing with like 7 injuries. We've seen what Baker is capable of in a functional situation when he's healthy.
Yeah.
So to your point, I definitely think he's going to end up somewhere else. Like, I don't think he's going to spend his career in Cleveland the way that things are going at the moment.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Like, maybe they both need a change.
Yeah.
But my question is, for who? Because it is not a really healthy quarterback market for starters. So Spurs assistant Becky Hammon has reportedly agreed to become the new head coach of the Las Vegas Aces, WNBA team.
A lot of money.
Her deal is said to be for 5 years and will make her the highest paid coach in the league. She's expected to finish the season with San Antonio before taking over in Vegas. The Aces were 24-8 last season and first in the Western Conference. They lost in the semifinals to the Phoenix Mercury. This is a big move. This is a significant story because obviously Becky Hammon felt like she was the top of the line of female coaches in the NBA that would eventually get an opportunity to be a head coach. And now she's moving to the WNBA. Depending on what her success is there, that might be the next step to becoming a coach in the NBA.
How long have the Aces been a franchise?
The Aces, when did they start?
I mean, I know the LA, there's been a lot of like charter members of the WNBA. The Aces?
Well, they have a great team. They, as I said, they were 24-8 and they were first in the Western Conference last year. They had the 2020 MVP in Asia Wilson, the reigning sixth player of the year, 4-time All-Star Chelsea Gray. So this is a great organization. Which I love also because everyone talked for so long about how Vegas could not sustain teams. They have the Aces.
The hockey team.
They have the hockey team.
Yep.
The Golden Knights. They have the Raiders there now. The stadium's unbelievable. Like, if they do end up moving the Pelicans.
There you go.
In Vegas. But this is great news. They moved to Vegas in 2018.
Okay.
This is great news for the WNBA and for the Aces and for Becky Hammon. So, big college football weekend, big NFL weekend. This was a big conversation on social media, so I wanted to get your opinion about it. Gatorade baths, obviously, are the move after a team wins a big game. This season, Duke's Mayo Bowl.
I saw this. It totally grossed me out. I don't like mayonnaise, though. I hate mayonnaise.
Do you hate mayonnaise?
I'm a mustard person. Okay, this totally
gross.
I
love mustard, but I'm not disgusted by mayonnaise. But this honestly hurt my soul. It was a lot. So the winning coach of the North Carolina-South Carolina game would get covered in a bowl, of mayo. So Shane Beamer was the lucky recipient after South Carolina won 28-21. Now Duke's Mayo did donate $10,000 to a charity of the winning coach's choice if he would take the Mayo bath. So would you do it for $10,000 if they were going to give the charity?
Yes, I would do it for $10,000 for charity.
Because that's really the question here. Like,
they almost
this
knocked
is for
him
charity.
Out. Yeah.
Hit him in the head. We've seen that before. Would you get that? So it's mayonnaise and it's watered down a little bit so that it would, you know, do the gooping action.
I'm just not a mayonnaise person.
I know. Mayonnaise is a very divisive condiment. Everybody's not in on mayonnaise.
I am any shade of mustard. I'm not a ketchup fan. I am just all mustard. Hot.
I love mustard. I love really specifically yellow mustard.
But I like spice.
I'm a huge condiment person, though. The more condiments, the better for me.
Do you know
me.
I worked with somebody one time? His name was David Fish. He's never had a condiment in his life. Not one, ever. I don't even know. I could not. Once I discovered that, I never looked at him the same. Never had one condiment. Al Michaels does not eat vegetables, ever. Ever. Larry King, the late Larry King, never had an egg.
I eat eggs every day of my life. Every single day of my life, yeah. I have at least one egg.
People have these interesting, fascinating food.
I don't eat hot dogs. I don't like cottage cheese.
Oh, and cottage cheese, dump a lot of pepper on it and have it with Triscuits.
Like, it's the consistency of throw-up. Why is that an interesting food for anyone? Anyway, Fox Bet has Alabama favored by 13.5 against Cincinnati and Georgia favored by 7.5 against Michigan. We're going with the underdogs today. That's the feeling?
I am. Lower scoring games,
I am
underdogs.
Too. I think they're going to be very competitive.
Yeah. I can't. Georgia, Michigan is going to be one of my favorite games of the year. I literally cannot wait to see it. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Jason McIntyre next, The Herd.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dekovis is your stop before attending your next concert.
Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
All right, Jason McIntyre, we do this. It's one of our last times. We'll have a few more for the football season.
Oh, yeah.
Three or four more. But we bring in Jason. We call it Tomorrow's Headlines Today, where he makes his big, bold betting predictions. He doesn't necessarily talk lines, but he picks the winners, the former newspaper guy.
5-1 last week.
You were red hot.
Great week.
So here we go. Let's start with college. Tomorrow's Headlines Today. Cincinnati against two-touchdown favorite Alabama.
Yeah, this is an exciting game. Kicks off here in about 30 minutes. Hope you are financially invested on my side. The headline will be no Cincinnati championship for the Bearcats. It's obvious. Nick Saban a month to prepare. Colin, come on. I've talked myself in the past into Notre Dame against Alabama. Alabama crushes them. Michigan State, you remember the Connor Cook team? Oh, they can run the ball. Nothing. It's just impossible to beat Saban with this much time to prepare. That being said, the SECs look terrible in bowl season, right? Yes. I think 1-5. They look disinterested. Alabama will be locked in. I did bet the under in this, 58. I think Alabama's just going to run the football. Yeah. You know, on the outside, they don't have a huge advantage because Cincinnati has good corners. But if you look at the depth chart, the two deep, I wrote this for FoxSports.com. Cincinnati does not have a 300-pounder in the trenches. Like, yeah, they're going to get bullied by Alabama's run game. I think Alabama wins fairly handily.
Tomorrow's headlines today, Georgia against Jim Harbaugh and the Wolverines of Michigan.
Yeah, it's probably the best game of the day, right? Maybe best game of the bowl season. The headline will be, Bah Harbaugh! I like Georgia. Colin, this was my first bet as soon as the lines came out. I hammered Georgia here. You know what the public is thinking. And I know you like Michigan. Let me just make the case against them. Everybody who's going to Vegas this weekend to party, they're going to say, oh, wow, Michigan killed Ohio State, and they smashed Iowa. And Georgia, they lost to Alabama. They got crushed. How is Georgia favored? And then you got to, like, look at the priors in the full season. It's like, well, Michigan kind of struggled when they had to face a good defense in Wisconsin. Couldn't run the football. And it's like, what's going to happen when they go up against this powerful Georgia defense? Colin, all season, number one in the country. Does Michigan have a quarterback that can throw it like Bryce Young? I don't see it. I'm not sure what you're seeing in Harbaugh and Michigan. I'm all over Georgia here, favored by 7. I think it'll be high scoring, maybe along 40-20, 40-23. I like Georgia.
Ooh. Now we go to the NFL. Tomorrow's headlines today, Chiefs at the Bengals. Joe Burrow, by the way, if he beats Mahomes head-to-head, look at his stats.
MVP runner-up?
That's what I think.
He's going to get some votes. The headline will be, Average Joe earns his stripes. I'm looking at this as maybe the upset of the weekend. I think the Bengals can pull it off. Colin, consider this. They're playing for the divisional crown the first, I think, since like Abraham Lincoln was president of the United States. Something like, it's been forever. And you know the fans are going to be really lubricated in Cincinnati. They're going to be fired up. There's going to be a big spot for them after smashing Baltimore last week. And Kansas City, you know, if you're betting them here, is at the height of the market. They've won 7 in a row. They're now the Super Bowl favorites. I don't know. I just have a feeling that Joe Burrow with this big stage can put on a performance here. And I'll take a nibble on the money line. I think the Bengals can pull off the upset.
All right. Tomorrow's headlines today. Now, Rams at the Ravens. Rams are never quite as feisty on the road. Yeah. But, oh, how about that? You got Cam Akers and Sony Michel now. Watch out.
Indeed, yes. This is my biggest bet of the NFL so far this weekend. The headline will be Baltimore getting crabby as playoff hopes fade. It's over for Baltimore. Lamar Jackson's basically going to be ruled out here in short order. It's either going to be the Tyler Huntley or the Josh Johnson show, and we know how that that play ends. And this is just a really underrated Rams team. Colin, if you take stock in the NFC right now, everybody's talking, well, Green Bay, okay? Dallas is surging, and Tampa Bay and Tom Brady. Like, people are underestimating the Rams.
I totally agree.
They went into Minnesota last week. Matt Stafford was garbage. Three interceptions. And they still were able to win and cover against a pretty good Vikings team, right? I mean, now they're out of it with Cousins on the COVID list. But if the Rams can play that poorly and still win, I like this defense to show up. I'm telling you, if you're looking for a sleeper to win the Super Bowl, I know it's not much of a sleeper because they were considered favorites early, but just take a look at the Rams. Matt Stafford, underrated. I don't know, a lot of people love to hate him. But keep an eye on this team, Colin. I like
No, listen, Joy and I said this. It was the biggest news last weekend, which didn't happen on the field. Cam Akers, a star, is coming back to join Sony Michel. And if you watch the last 3 weeks, they haven't necessarily played well, and they're winning games and winning road games, missing COVID players and injuries. It's like, oh, now they're getting healthy. Yeah. And by the way, OBJ is a factor.
I think he has four touchdowns, right?
Yeah, and
final stat on Sean McVay, 8-2 straight up in the 1 p.m. time slot. So he's good traveling east. They did have a road game last week in Minnesota. I like the Rams here, guys.
Tomorrow's headlines today. Can the Cardinals turn it around at Dallas?
Well, you know, I have a soft spot for the Cardinals. We've talked about it off air before, but the headline will be quick Micah check for playoff stage. Micah Parsons, Colin, what a story. I mean, this guy's been incredible. I'll never forget, I do mock drafts for Fox Sports, and I put one out, and I had Micah Parsons in the top 10 way early, and I get a call from LeVar Arrington, who we work with, obviously, and he's like, you know, I'm working with Parsons leading up to the draft, and we started talking, and I kept Micah Parsons top 10 the entire. I mean, this guy is lights out. He could win Defensive Rookie of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year. Now, that's unheard of. I think Lawrence Taylor may have pulled that off. I'm not sure if anyone's done it since then. But I like the Cowboys again, you know. They've been a covering machine against the spread. And you just look at these weapons, Colin. With Gallup, Tyron Smith is back at left tackle.
Yeah.
You know, you got CD Lamb, Cooper, and Arizona hit by the COVID bug in the secondary. They brought up three guys from the practice squad this week. And they tried to pick up a guy on the Vikings who got kicked off the team, Breland. I don't know. He got like a fight with coaches 2 weeks ago. That's how desperate they are. And Breland tested positive for COVID. So it's a tough spot for Arizona. I got to go Dallas here at home at Jerry World.
Finally, this is a feisty one. Browns at the Steelers. Tomorrow's headlines today. I took Pittsburgh on this one.
Yeah.
Last game, Ben home, Tomlin underdog. Didn't have that feel.
It does, Colin. The headline will be Steelers last bender. Happy New Year's Eve, everybody. Colin, I'm with you. You know, when you get new information, you can change your perspective. People on social media, they don't really get that. If you hate somebody, you got to hate them forever. That's not how it works. Early in the week, I like the Browns. And then Ben Roethlisberger comes out and says, you know, I'm coming to the realization this is going to be my last home game. And you just have to wonder if the Steelers kind of, and I know that sounds cheesy and narrative-y, win it for Ben Roethlisberger. He's been bad, okay? I joke that he looks like a refrigerator in the pocket moving around. He's so slow, and they got crushed last week, embarrassed by the Chiefs. Let's be realistic. This is not a great Browns team. Baker Mayfield coming off the four interceptions last week. Steelers have kind of owned him head-to-head in the last couple of years. I'm with you. I like the Steelers and Big Ben to pull off the victory of Monday Night Football.
You know, Joy and I were saying this, is that I believe in reboots. I've seen it, people in media, it's not a good fit. When the death threats came out for Baker, my takeaway was, it was ridiculous, obviously, but I said, you know what? Baker could say, like, the fans have turned on him, and the Cleveland media is brutal, like insane.
With good reason, though.
Well, he's had his issues. But Baker could say, I don't feel safe, it's not great for my family, and could Cleveland, who privately, the toxicity of it, Burrow, Lamar, what if Pittsburgh went out and landed a big dog? He's $19 million. I think you could move Baker in this league. I absolutely think. Well, Darnold got a second chance.
Remember, Albert Breer, who we both know pretty well, last week came out and was like, well, we don't know if Baker's the guy, Russell Wilson, like there's going to be other candidates. And then Baker, all awful game, national television, island game. And you just have to wonder if this is playing into him. Why are you talking about death threats? You don't think every quarterback gets this crap all the time? A lot of quarterbacks around the league get hammered. Aaron Rodgers, after he went on and his whole, like, you know, anti-vax thing and what have you.
Oh, yeah, he got heat.
He got hammered. He didn't talk about that. Who cares? Listen, Baker, you had a good run in college. They thought you were going to be the guy. It hasn't totally panned out. I mean, you want the big bucks. You got to win this game. I don't think he's going to get paid in Cleveland, do you?
I don't. Yeah, but yeah. And next year it's $19 million. I guess my point is, I do think he has trade value. Jameis Winston got a second chance. Darnold got a second chance. I mean, good God, Taysom Hill's making big money.
Who would you rather have, Taysom Hill or Baker Mayfield?
Baker.
Sure?
Yeah, as a starting quarterback.
Now, Sean Payton has faith in Taysom Hill.
I know.
Payton knows offense, Colin.
I'm not disputing that, but I told all these NFL teams, don't draft Johnny Manziel and Tebow. That brain power up there, I can't flip that thing off the time.
Tebow, hey, do I need to apologize for liking the Jags in the preseason? Remember that? You killed me for it, and then I was like, Jags to win the division.
Did you say that?
I did. It was bad. I apologize, America. It was one of my worst calls of the season. Well, hey, you got to own it. I can't come on here every week and say I'm dominating, I'm winning money, I love gambling, and then say, oh, yeah, I didn't take the Jaguars. Of course I took the Jaguars. It was a miss.
Okay, my worst pick was Philadelphia. I thought the opening press conference for Nick Sirianni was one of the worst I'd ever seen in my life. Literally ran it, and we stopped running it.
Philadelphia was probably my worst pick, yeah.
But in your defense, though, guys, Washington this week could beat them. A lot of professional gamblers are on Washington.
I am.
Line has come down. Did you see Gibson on the COVID list, though? Every week something with Washington. The injuries to the offensive line, the COVID. Be careful with Washington. You like them?
I don't like them, but here's the key with Philadelphia. They have no pass rush. So average quarterbacks get 4 to 5 seconds to throw, and it's amazing how everybody in this league looks worse with pressure.
Yeah.
Kyler looks worse with pressure, and all these average guys, you give anybody in this league time, Case Keenum, time to throw, they complete a bunch of
Case
passes.
Case Keenum, Baker Mayfield in Cleveland, yeah, no?
All right. So 2021 is over for Joy and I. Thank you, Jason McIntyre. Big college football games. You are now allowed, if you want to go to another channel. But we're all excited for big games today. So he likes Bama big and Georgia big. I like Bama around the spread. I think Michigan Georgia is a field goal game. We will see you next week. Be safe. Be happy. Happy New Year in L.A. It's the Herd.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.